BitMEX removes its CEO, CFO, and head of growth at once. BitMEX has removed its chief executive officer, chief financial officer, and head of growth, CoinDesk reported on June 29, 2026. Three senior departures announced together is unusual at any exchange, and it points to a deliberate reset at the top rather than a routine personnel change. A simultaneous clear-out, not a single resignation. Most executive exits arrive one at a time and come wrapped in the language of a planned transition. Removing a CEO, a CFO, and a head of growth in the same announcement is a different signal. The CFO controls the financial reporting and treasury function. The CEO sets strategy, and the head of growth owns user acquisition. Stripping out all three at once usually means a board or controlling owner decided the current direction was not working and wanted a clean break across strategy, finances, and expansion at the same time. The exchange has not, at the time of writing, laid out a detailed succession plan in the initial reporting. That gap matters. When a company replaces one executive, it normally names the successor in the same breath. A removal without an immediately visible replacement bench tends to read as reactive. BitMEX carries a heavy regulatory history. BitMEX is not a new or minor venue. It was one of the original crypto derivatives exchanges and, for years, a dominant venue for leveraged Bitcoin trading. It also carries one of the sector's heaviest enforcement records. In 2021, the platform's operators settled with U.S. authorities over violations of the Bank Secrecy Act, tied to weak anti-money laundering controls, and its founders later faced criminal penalties. That past raises the stakes on any governance shakeup, because regulators and counterparties watch exchanges with prior compliance failures more closely than clean ones. Against that backdrop, a leadership overhaul can be read two ways. It can mean new owners or a new board are cleaning house to professionalize the operation. It can also mean something inside the business prompted an abrupt change. The public reporting so far supports the fact of the removals without resolving which interpretation is correct. And it is worth stating that openly rather than guessing. The timing lands in a fearful market. The shakeup arrives while sentiment is already stretched. Bitcoin traded around $59,972 on June 29, 2026, down roughly 6.6% over the prior 7 days, and the crypto fear and greed index sat at 16, firmly in extreme fear, according to the market snapshot for the day. Ether was near $1,580, and most majors were flat to down on the week. Leadership turbulence at a derivatives exchange tends to register more sharply in a falling market than a rising one. Derivatives venues live and die on confidence. Traders park collateral on the platform, run leverage, and trust the operator to stay solvent and process withdrawals. When the people responsible for strategy and finances are removed without a clear handover, some of that trust gets repriced, even if nothing operational has actually broken. Custodial balances carry counterparty risk. This is, at its core, a counterparty risk story. Funds on any custodial exchange are only as safe as the company holding them. The 2022 failures across centralized crypto showed how quickly balances can be frozen when the operator runs into trouble, and a sudden clear-out of the top financial and strategic roles is exactly the kind of event that prompts cautious users to reassess where their assets sit. That does not mean a leadership change equals insolvency. It does not. But it is a reminder of the structural difference between trusting a company and holding your own keys. Cards and accounts that spend from your own wallet remove the operator from the custody equation entirely, while custodial products keep your balance on the company's books. Neither is automatically right for every user, but the trade-off is the whole point. With custody comes counterparty exposure, and events like this one are when that exposure becomes visible. For now, the verifiable facts are narrow. BitMEX removed three of its most senior executives at the same time. The move was reported on June 29, 2026, and the exchange has not yet detailed who steps in or why the change happened so abruptly. Anyone with collateral on the venue should watch for an official statement and confirmation that withdrawals and trading continue to function normally.